been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide. What is going on? It is Purple Friday. I hope you got your purple gear on. We are getting ready for the Ravens and the Raiders. Thanks for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me as always, I know he's got purple everything on. Josh, what's going on, man?
Purple everything, my friend. Happy Purple Friday, Ravens Nation worldwide. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. I am ready for Sunday up against the Raiders. The Ravens are ready for this. So, big question I got for you.
Can't wait. I had to interject. I'm excited.
Yeah. Big question I got for you. Obviously, Terrell Suggs out for the rest of the year. Going to leave a giant hole in the locker room, on the field, on the sidelines. But as far as the game goes up against the Raiders, what do you think is going to happen here? Are they going to move Dumervil over? Is Courtney Upshaw, is he really going to take up is he going to get the torch that was passed by Terrell Suggs a little prematurely that I think Suggs wanted? But what's going to happen here? What's going to happen in that position?
That position is going to see some turnover as far as Suggs being out. The void's going to be filled by Dumervil. He's going to take over that spot. Courtney Upshaw, you mentioned as well. He's going to take over some of the duties that they're going to share. They just got to move some personnel around. It leaves a gaping hole because last year, Suggs and Dumervil were a force to be reckoned with the sack total. We know what Dumervil did and led the franchise in sacks in the season. So, and he's only done that a few short years with us. So it's a pretty special accomplishment. It's a huge hole. I can't stress that enough. I know we covered that earlier in the week. He will be missed, but we're going to really see how it plays out with the defense. I mean, our front seven is still going to be strong as ever. Mosley's going to be covering those positions as well and sliding over. And the secondary, they stay strong as ever. We're going to be okay. The pass rush might take a little bit of hit there. I'm really concerned to see what happens with that. But as far as overall defense is concerned, we're going to be fine. I'm not saying here, oh, we're going to be great and Suggs is not going to be missing all that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying we're going to be fine. It's one player. It's next man up mantra in the NFL. It's next man up here in Baltimore. It's always been like that. Yeah, I mean, it happened when Pitta goes down. Pitta went down. We still made the playoffs. I mean, how huge of a loss. Remember Dennis Pitta going down, Brandon? And we're all like, oh, my God. What? And I hate to say this, not comparing an injury of players, but if number five went down, then we would have to worry because that's running the whole machine here. Suggs, it is a huge loss. It's the hugest loss as ever after week one, but we're going to recover and we're going to be fine. And, hey, maybe we make it deep in the playoffs. Who knows? He may be back. We don't know the diagnosis on that yet. But, again, early diagnosis out for the year. We don't know a time frame.
The Ravens have signed former Jets and Eagles linebacker Jason Babin. So how is his signing going to affect where everything goes? Terrell Suggs has an injury, and he gets a one-year deal, so he gets to step up now. What is he going to be able to bring to the team?
He's going to bring that play like a Raven fire. I actually know a little bit about this guy. I have to look back if my memory serves correctly. I don't know if Harbaugh actually had him on the team when he was in the Eagles organization. But I remember Jason Bateman. He used to he used to wreck havoc, man. I really like the guy. Always liked the guy. And I really think he's going to bode well for us. And hey, anything right now, not discounting his play, but right now anything's an upgrade. I'm really happy to see the signing. And I knew Ozzy in the front office and this team were going to be active this week and get right on. I mean, you see what happens. We have a man go down, they're on the ball. They pick up the phone, they make some phone calls, and we got a player signed already. So I'd like to see that on the offensive side of the ball because, I mean, I'm confident in what we have, like Steve Smith said. You know, we're high on our guys. We like what we have. But the line's got to produce better. I'm really concerned about the line. We lost Suggs and we signed a guy. Late to see us sign a few linemen. Jason Babin, can't wait to see what he's going to wreak havoc on Sunday. And I'm very impressed to see him being a Raven. can't wait to see it. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so let's move over to the offensive side of the ball. Of course, we talked about how the offense really did not show up this past week. Justin Forsett didn't really get to do anything. Joe Flacco didn't have time. Steve Smith, the only guy, only receiver really doing anything. And like you said, it all comes down to the offensive line. What can the offensive line do against Oakland? How are they going to improve from what we've seen this past Sunday?
Well, they're going to prove because, well, first off, they're not facing a Marcus Ware, who was pretty much every play against us in the backfield. Von Miller on the Broncos wasn't on every play. So they're not facing the Broncos personnel. Yeah, they are facing Khalil Mack, who's a great, great young linebacker. Sports Ray Lewis is 52. And you have Alden Smith of the 49ers, a former Niner there, stayed in the West Coast area, and he's now a Raider. You're still going to deal with these guys. I mean, these guys aren't slouches. They're one of the best at their craft. Charles Woodson's out, so I believe the early reports are he's not playing. And I'm late to see what happens on that defensive side, but they're right out. Charles Woodson, who's a journeyman, started his career there. He's been with the Packers. He's been around. But, again, Charles Woodson got hurt last Sunday, so it's really interesting to see how this – defensive and offensive lines hold up, especially on the offensive side. I think we're going to have a better time on Sunday. I think we just need Flacco to get rhythm. Flacco's a rhythm quarterback. You don't give anybody time. Mm-hmm. He gets in with his rapport with his receivers, and we're deadly. But we don't give Joe time. He's scrambling around throwing. We cannot see a use check or a Forsett leading our team receivers. We need our receivers leading the team and receiving. So that's where it's going to start, and I really can't wait to see how it balances out on Sunday. But we need them to block better.
Yeah,
it's just easy.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know that's going to be one of your keys of the game coming up next or this Sunday. But I want to see more from our receivers. You know, like you said in our last episode, it really comes down to the offensive line giving Joe time to let plays develop. But I want to see more than Steve Smith. I want to hear more names, because that was the big thing that was all in training camp, is that there were going to be so many guys coming in. Like Darren Waller, I saw him once on special teams last week. He didn't. I don't even think he did anything.
Speaking of special teams, we can't have Steve Smith back there. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is why I was upset with H.J. Jackson leaving, because he was basically the only guy that could do it. Like people are like, why? He fumbled the ball. He did this. He's better than any option out there. Sorry.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And I mean, he's on the practice squad still, so potentially maybe he could make a move to the main roster. But
I want to see Charles James make it up. They signed him on the practice squad. He's a good special teamer. I'd like to see him move up.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to see more from our receivers. I want to hear more of their names. I want to hear more of the wide receivers, the tight ends. I feel as if they were pretty much silent this past game. And like you said, it all comes down to the offensive line giving Joe time and giving them time to make plays. But I need to see more from these guys in this game.
I do, too. It play all around in the offense. I mean, we really don't even really have to break down our defense, because we know what they're capable of. We just got to see how Jason Bateman covers, and for Suggs and that signing, and everybody else, pretty much covering their personnel positions. But offensive line and receivers in general, we really can't wait to see if we make some plays, if it comes down. It's going to be one in line. What a loss again on the trenches. I mean, you couldn't establish a run because you can't block for Forsett. Couldn't establish the pass because you can't block. I mean, if you can't block, your offense is pretty much might as well stay on the field and give the other team the ball and let our defense do work, because it's just not going to – it's going to be a long day. It's not going to happen. I really want to see improvement all around. I mean, we got to. It's week two. Can't afford to go into, especially the Raiders. I mean, if that happens, then we're really going to hit the panic button and the red button and the alarm's going to go off. So, but I really don't think it's going to happen this Sunday. Matchups with this defense, Latavius Murray is a great young running back. Amari Cooper's their rookie. Depending who lines up under center, it's going to be the difference maker for the Raiders. But Amari Cooper had an okay preseason. I was impressed with some of the skills he has. Again, he's a rookie receiver, still got to get his plays under him. Like I said, they got playmakers on defense. We covered that in Smith and Clear Mack. Again, this team's got some playmakers, not to discount their credit. We do have a former Ravens coach we're facing again in Jack Del Rio, who came from Jacksonville. So, again, he's not as familiar with our team, so no conspiracy theory, Brandon. I promise, no conspiracy theory. But I know you love those things. But No, it's Jack Del Rio is one of our old coaches, and he's beaten us before with the Jaguars, and we do face his old team this, later this year in Jacksonville. So it's going to be a good test for us. It's going to be a good bounce back game to show, hey, and I'd like to see what happened with that Tampa Bay game the one time, and Joe Flacco just winged 5 or 6 touchdowns around, and all's right with the world. I want to see.
Yeah, I think the last time the Raiders were in Baltimore, you and I were at the game, and I think that was the infamous time where the Raiders were mouthing off, and Bolden immediately just pointed at the scoreboard. And
yep,
I remember that. The Raiders shut up.
Turn one, it was a 55. It was the most, I think it was like the second most or most points in franchise history scored. It was like a 55-17 blowout.
Yeah, do you
fans
think
fans were nice? We have Raiders fans next to this tailgate.
Yeah, they were good guys. They were good guys. I like
them.
Yeah,
man, I'm nothing against Raiders. I mean, again, to disrespect their franchise, but it is the Raiders. I mean, the franchise is always in a rebuilding mode. They just need. They never seem to get that winning attitude that they had years ago, with the Hall of Famers there. Tim Brown just conducted in the Hall of Fame, the great days in John Madden. So, I mean, we know the team's history. It's just they just can't get together. I mean, since the early 2000s, and where they went to AFC title game and lost to us, and they went to the Super Bowl and got trounced by the Buccaneers the year after, they haven't been heard from. They really haven't made any, haven't been in the playoffs since that time, since they lost in the Super Bowl and got blown out. So, again, not to disrespect them, but it is the NFL and any given Sunday, so this can't be a trap game. Ravens have to be focused and really step and pedal to the metal and really play Raven football on offense, especially defense. We're fine, but if we don't, it'll be a dismal homecoming.
Yeah, it really will be. Do you think this game is going to be more like the Denver game from this past year, or will it be more like the Ravens-Raiders game that we saw a couple years ago? Is it going to be high scoring or low scoring?
Given the fact, it's really hard to say, and that's a great point, man. I say that because we really haven't seen any scoring yet, so you have to think this is the breakout game. But you have to go off past trends, and is it going to be low scoring? This probably will be a low scoring game. For the Raiders, especially because of our defense, it might be a low-scoring game for our offense because we might only get one touchdown, maybe a few field goals. I'm going to get right into my score prediction. I'm feeling a 20-3 win for the Ravens. It's going to be a low-scoring game. We might eke out, and I say 20. I would have said 13, but I'm giving the Ravens credit getting a second touchdown on the board, a couple of Justin Tucker field goals. But I think the way this game's going to go, it's going to be an old-fashioned slugfest again, but I think the Ravens are going to actually score some touchdowns this Sunday, and I'm going to give Justin Forsett his first touchdown of the year, and I'm actually going to give it – it's hard. It's going to be a – I think it's going to be a Crockett Gilmore touchdown.
See,
I like to say C. Smith catching it, but I think Crockett Gilmore gets one in the red zone this time and redeems himself.
Yeah, I would like to see that as well. But here's the one thing I am thinking about. And again, you know me and conspiracy theories and everything like that. If the Ravens are doing well, if the Ravens are up by a good amount, do you see Matt Schaub come in against his former team?
No.
No? Not at all?
Nope.
Even
without
if I would say the score is like 34-3. Do you put Matt Schaub in?
In like 5 minutes left in the fourth?
Yeah.
More than likely, probably.
Okay. All right. At least I got you saying that.
Yeah, well, we're not a team for quarterback controversy. It's not going to happen.
Right.
We're not the Jets, we're not the Redskins, and we're not the Browns.
And thank God for that.
Yeah, exactly. So remember that, fans. Next time Joe Flacco has a bad game, remember that. Could be worse. We could be the Redskins and sell away all of our draft picks to get a quarterback that's already hurt 3 years, never playing the team again. So remember that. Just remember that. We could be the Jets who gets, you know, quarterback punched by teammates. And we could be the I don't even want to start. But speaking of quarterbacks, I do have to commend. How about rookie Marcus Mariota? Perfect passer rating, 4 touchdowns on Sunday.
Game
that
man.
Was an accomplishment.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done.
Yeah, I can't wait to see if it improves. But this team, they got the makings to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So you already put your prediction out there. I think the Ravens are going to be able to win this one. You know, I always like to bring up travel and going out to the West Coast and everything. I think it is.
Or conspiracy theories.
Yeah. I love the fact that the Ravens are staying out West. I think that they'll be able to adjust to the time change and everything like that from Denver to San Jose now. So I think
we should retitle this trip, Go West, Young Men. Stay West, young man.
But I think the Ravens are going to be able to come into Oakland. They'll be able to come out with a win.
Let's have some Will Smith Wild Wild West here.
you do the Cisco part.
It's old school stuff, man.
Yeah, the kids listening to this podcast right now are going, the what now? The what?
What? Just look up Big Willie Style, Wild Wild West. You won't be disappointed. It's the greatest album, one of the greatest albums ever created.
There's a giant metal spider in the movie, kids.
I hate spiders. That's why I probably won't watch it ever again. But there is a song that I'll be jamming to when I go to Miami in December.
You're all about Will Smith, man.
All about, hey, I blasted that song the day I bought my tickets, and I'm not ashamed of it. And speaking of that, 2000, was it? I want to say, I got to see what year it was, because I can't remember the Super Bowl venues because they change like every year, obviously. The year we would have probably went to Super Bowl, and it was the AFC title game, and we would have went to Miami. I sang karaoke, but the variation of the Ravens going to Miami instead of we're going to Miami.
Nice.
Karaoke. That was me. That was this guy right here. I shouldn't know it. Yeah. But yeah, if we're going to trounce the Raiders on Sunday, the Raiders are going down.
Absolutely. That's what I want to hear. That's what I think is going to happen. But besides wins and losses, I just want to see this offense improve. I want the offensive line to be the offensive line they were last year. I want everyone on that side of the ball to do their jobs, improve, and look like the Ravens that we think they all could. So defense, stay exactly the way you are. Yeah, the Terrell Suggs thing, it sucks. He's not going to be there, but keep doing what you're doing. And I think that we'll get out of Oakland with a win. So, Josh, anything else? Did we cover everything? Anything we miss?
Just like Jimmy Smith, and we always cover it to the max.
That's right. That's right. So, everybody, go and talk to us. Let us know who you think is going to win this game. Let us know. Actually, you know what? We know the Ravens are going to win this one, right? Tell us how much you think the Ravens are going to win this Sunday. I don't want to jinx them or anything, but let's go with the Ravens winning. You guys tell us what the score is going to be. You can tweet to us. I'm available at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
And I'm available at Italian GQ52.
All right. Very, very cool. So, guys, let people know about us, all right? We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Be social with the show. Tell your friends about us, all right? Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web.
Overcast.
Listen to us on Overcast.
I was waiting for it.
Forgot about Overcast.
Forget about Overcast.
That's right. And let people know about it anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm wearing purple on Purple Friday. You should listen to the call because I do, and they're getting me ready for this game. All right, so make sure you guys do that for us. Go over to facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there whenever a new show comes out. We got 3 coming out every week now, guys, so you need to go like us on Facebook, and you'll be the first to know whenever a new show comes out. Go to facebook.com/BrandoCash as well. We do way more than just the call podcast here, so let people check that out, and whenever we post anything, videos, photos, anything you guys are worried about, go over there and you'll find out about it. So, Josh, here we go. It's Purple Friday. We got the Raiders on Sunday. Take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much. And that'll do it, of course, for a Purple Friday preview. It's been a success, and I really can't wait to get it started. We got 2 more sleeps, guys. I know it's been a long work week, and we're finally made it to the weekend. It's going to be a relaxing weekend. Another 4 o'clock kickoff, late kickoff. Enjoy your 1 o'clock slate of games, but after that, it gets down and dirty down in the Bay Area. Ravens, Raiders, we know what we did to these guys previous times. Back in 2000, we beat them to go to the Super Bowl 16-3. It was glorious. First championship in Ravens history. Who could forget the infamous goose flop? That was, it was just great. And the Shannon Sharp, 3rd and 18, and just taking it to the house. And we all know, the memories of Kobe Jones returned to kickoff a few years ago and trouncing them at home. We always have the good memories against the Raiders, and we're going to trounce them again. We're going to actually score some points this Sunday. How's that, fellas? I really can't wait to get after it. Defense is going to be wrecking havoc, playing like Ravens as always, just squirming around there, getting some pick sixes, making some tackles, big hits. It's all going to be good. And I really can't wait to see how the Suggs void gets filled. Big shoes to fill, very big shoes to fill for the gladiator helmet-wearing freaking nature. Wrecking havoc out there. Suggs were going to be missed. Hopefully, speedy recovery will seal in the field soon. With that being said, the agenda is 1-1. We're going to get there. I believe it. We're going to score some touchdowns, and we're going to go an easy win coming back home for our homecoming, welcoming home the boys with our first win in 2015. So with that being said, guys, here it is. Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high on Sunday with a win.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.